The war in Yemen is sometimes called a forgotten war. It's not very much reported, and that's exactly why the three directors came, to raise awareness in the rest of the world. One of the direct results of this civil war is the spread of cholera. The three agencies yesterday issued a statement saying that in the last 3 months alone, health services spotted 400,000 cases of cholera, resulting in almost 1,900 dead. Bismarck Schwengen is the spokesperson for UNICEF in Sana'a.
The cholera outbreak is a tragic consequence of the conflict in Yemen, because basic infrastructure are basically collapsing. Water systems have been affected. The health system has been affected. Health workers have not been paid for nearly 1 year. So these are factors that make it very favorable for diseases such as cholera or acute watery diarrhea to break out.
Now, the civil war started in 2015 with rebel Houthi forces occupying the capital Sana'a, and as a result, a coalition led by Saudi Arabia and backed by the United States started a bombing campaign to try and get them out again. Critics in Saudi Arabia say that Iran is behind the Houthis. This is a Shia tribe that's now occupying the capital. Professor Abdul Khalek Abdullah of the United Arab Emirates University in Dubai represents the Saudi line.
But unfortunately, the Yemen conflict is part of a bigger regional problem. And the regional problem means that this Saudi-Iranian confrontation will continue for a while.
So the Saudis are fighting the Houthis on a massive scale with weapons supplied by the US and the UK, with a lot of collateral damage. Just last Friday, the UN blamed the Saudi coalition for an airstrike that killed at least 20 civilians in an area without military targets. For Saudi Arabia, their war in Yemen is part of a wider struggle against terrorism. Just yesterday, the official Saudi press agency SPA issued a blacklist with 18 persons and entities suspected of terrorist activities. On the list are people and organizations from Libya, Qatar, and Yemen. As you know, Saudi Arabia also started a major boycott against Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism and also being too close to Iran, like they say the Houthis in Yemen are. But let's go now across the Gulf to Tehran, and Professor Syed Laylas of Tehran University explains why the Iranian government does not buy this.
We don't accept this argument of Saudi Arabia because influence and presence of Iran in Yemen belongs to almost 3,000 years before Saudi Arabia's government and state. This influence is not military influence. This is cultural and social influence. And the reality is that Houthis are a very big tribe, and nobody can ignore them.
The Yemen conflict is a spin-off of the struggle about regional supremacy between Iran and Saudi Arabia, he says. On the ground, it means that innocent civilians will go on suffering, says Schwengen of UNICEF in Sana'a.
It is important that, first of all, the conflict in Yemen comes to an end. What we are doing at the moment is basically firefighting. We are responding to situations, but the absolute solution is for the conflict to end, so that health facilities can be restored, so that health workers can return to areas where they have fled, so that communities don't have to be displaced, and the basic social service systems get up and running again.
Ending the conflict in Yemen may mean that Iran and Saudi Arabia have to open direct talks. But most analysts agree that, unfortunately, this will not happen anytime soon.